President Obama awarded the Medal of Honor today, the nation's highest decoration for combat bravery. It went to an Army officer who risked his life to save his fellow soldiers and to recover the bodies of his fallen comrades. The battle happened back in 2009, a horrific six-hour firefight in Afghanistan. The president called former Army Captain William Swenson a leader who was there for his brothers. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
Captain Swenson was an advisor to the Afghan Border Police on the morning of September 8, 2009. He and a team were heading to a meeting with village elders in a remote part of eastern Afghanistan. Suddenly, they were met by 60 well-armed Taliban fighters. President Obama picked up the story.
Rocket-propelled grenades, mortar, machine gun fire, all of this is pouring in from three sides.
Captain Swenson immediately returned fire and called in for air support, but he was told by superiors that he was too close to a village and that airstrikes might kill innocent civilians. Swenson ran under fire and gave aid to Sergeant First Class Kenneth Westbrook, who was shot in the neck.
By this time, the enemy has gotten even closer, just 20 or 30 meters away, and over the radio they're demanding the Americans to surrender. So Will stops treating Kenneth long enough to respond by lobbing a grenade.
The Taliban continued to swarm, and there were still Americans trapped by the fighting.
So Will does something incredible. He jumps behind the wheel of an unarmored Ford Ranger pickup truck. A Marine gets in the passenger seat, and they drive that truck, as a vehicle designed for the highway, straight into the battle.
Swenson hopped out and was able to recover the dead, all the while under fire.
You know, we all were just trying to do whatever it took to get back in and get those guys out.
Marine Sergeant Dakota Meyer, who was in the vehicle that day, recalls what it was like. Meyer himself was awarded a Medal of Honor 2 years ago, an award that eluded Captain Swenson until today. What was left unsaid at the ceremony is that the Army originally lost the paperwork for Swenson's Medal of Honor. Army officials called it a bureaucratic bungle. A second packet was submitted in 2011 by Marine General John Allen, then the top commander in Afghanistan. The general also wrote a letter of apology to Swenson for the delay. Swenson supporters say the delay was because Swenson criticized Army officers the day of the fight. He pleaded over the radio for help to save his team. Later, Swenson complained to investigators that he was being second-guessed by officers in air-conditioned headquarters. Two Army officers at that headquarters later received letters of reprimand for negligence that directly led to loss of life. Dakota Meyer wrote a book last year about the 2009 ambush, questioning why Swenson was not awarded a medal. Meyer also wrote a letter to a senior national security official at the White House, calling Swenson a centerpiece of the fight.
He's a true definition of a hero.
Again, Dakota Meyer.
I don't know why it took so long, but, you know, I'm glad he's finally getting what he deserves.
Swenson downplayed his own actions, standing in the White House driveway after the ceremony.
But this award was earned with a team. A team of our finest. Marines, Army, Air Force, Navy, and our Afghan partners, standing side by side.
Swenson now lives in Seattle and often hikes into the nearby mountains. He's been unemployed since he left the Army 2 years ago. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.